Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches 44 projects worth over 3,800 crore rupees at Mehendiganj in Varanasi, says Kashi is not just a symbol of antiquity but also a model of progress. Prime Minister to visit Anandpur Dham in Ashoknagar district of Madhya Pradesh this afternoon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says shift in US policy has profound technological impact in every domain. Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana to be launched in Odisha today. Met Department issues alert for increased activities of lightning and thunderstorm in several parts of Bihar for the next 5 days. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders to take on host Chennai Super Kings at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the inaugurated and laid foundation stone of 44 projects worth over 3,884 crore rupees at Mehendiganj in Varanasi. The projects include development in road infrastructure, electricity, education and tourism, aimed at enhancing overall growth of the region. Later addressing a public rally, the Prime Minister highlighted the city's rapid development and said Kashi is no longer just a symbol of antiquity but has emerged as a model of progress. He praised the transformation, citing infrastructure upgrades, religious tourism, improved civic amenities that have reshaped the ancient city into a modern urban center.
Connectivity ko majbooti dene wale anek infrastructure projects ghar ghar tak nal se jal pahunchane ka abhiyan, shiksha, swasth aur khel suvidhaon ka vistar, har parivar हर युवा को बेहतर सुविधाएं देने का संकल्प ये सारी योजनाएं पूर्वांचल को विकसित पूर्वांचल बनाने की दिशा में मील का पत्थर बनने वाली है.
The Prime Minister also handed over Ayushman cards to 3 elderly people above the age of 70 years, certificates for 3 geographical indications, GI, and also transferred a bonus of 106 crore rupees to dairy farmers of the state associated with Banas Dairy Amul. The Prime Minister said Kashi is now emerging as the health capital of Purvanchal.
बीते 10 वर्षों में हमने सिर्फ अस्पतालों की गिनती नहीं बढ़ाई है, हमने मरीज की गरिमा भी बढ़ाई है. आयुष्मान भारत योजना मेरे गरीब भाई बहनों के लिए किसी वरदान से कम नहीं है. ये योजना सिर्फ इलाज नहीं देती, ये इलाज के साथ साथ विश्वास देती है.
The Prime Minister highlighted that today there is an echo of Made in India. Indian products are becoming global brands. Many things here have been given the GI tag. Today, UP is number one in GI tagging in the entire country. Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with both the Deputy Chief Ministers, were present on the occasion. Late in the day, Prime Minister Modi will arrive in Ashoknagar district of Madhya Pradesh. He will offer prayer at the Guruji Maharaj temple and also visit the temple complex at Sri Anandpur Dham in Ishagarh Tehsil. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has said that the people of the state are eager to welcome the Prime Minister.
प्रधान मंत्री श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी जी मध्य प्रदेश की धरती पे पधार रहे हैं. हम सब सौभाग्यशाली हैं अशोकनगर में पवित्र आनंद धाम पर आज वो अपना न केवल दर्शन पूजन का उनका कार्यक्रम है बल्कि मध्य प्रदेश के लिए भी उनका असीम प्रेम है. उनके नेतृत्व में विरासत से विकास के सभी संकल्पों को लेकर के मध्य प्रदेश सरकार कदम से कदम मिला के चलेगी. मैं उम्मीद करता हूं कि उनका दौरा हमारे लिए एक बार गरिमा गौरव और आनंदपूर्वक संपन्न होगा.
President Draupadi Murmu has concluded a successful visit to Slovakia today. Our correspondent covering the visit says the state visit of President Murmu was historic for many reasons as it took place after a gap of nearly 30 years. Here are the details of the president's visit.
The president met and held delegation-level talks with the president of Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, and Prime Minister Robert Fico. There were two MOUs that were signed during the visit. A business forum was hosted. The program also included a visit to the Tata Jaguar Land Rover manufacturing plant in Nitra. The president was also conferred an honorary doctorate by the Konstantin, the philosopher university based in Nitra. President also met members of the Indian community. The president also addressed the Slovakia-India Business Forum. The Slovak president reiterated Slovakia's support for the permanent membership of the United Nations Security Council, and President Murmu expressed her deep appreciation for this position of Slovakia. The state visit provides further momentum to business opportunities between the two countries in the areas ranging from automotive to steel, railways, biofuel, including some new areas in sectors like wellness, tourism and creative arts. Pooja P. Vardhan, Akashwani News, Bratislava.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the United States has fundamentally changed its approach to engaging the world, and its consequences are felt across every domain. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the Global Tech Summit in New Delhi this morning. He pointed out that technological consequences would be profound, as the U.S. is the largest economy and technology has a big role in making America great again. He said technology has made trade much more national security sensitive.
Tech has made trade much more national security sensitive. We had almost an autonomous discussion about reliable and resilient supply chains, and one about trusted and transparent digital existence. The two have really fused together, and that fusion will become deeper. And it will make the traditional model of partnerships much more difficult to take forward.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the government is working to expedite conclusion of free trade agreement with the European Union. He was speaking at the Italy-India Business Science and Technology Forum in New Delhi today. Mr. Goyal said India presents an opportunity to expand manufacturing at scale for global market. Mr. Goyal added that India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-2029 is a pathway for shared prosperity for both nations.
It's a very forward-looking, ambitious and pragmatic roadmap with a strong focus on trade, investment, innovation. It's our joint effort to demonstrate to the world that whether it's the telecom sector, whether it's modern-day artificial intelligence, quantum computing, machine learning, manufacturing through Industry 4.0, emerging technologies in space, we have a tremendous potential to work together, to grow together.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Odisha will launch a unified health insurance scheme, Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, today. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda will unveil the scheme at an event in Cuttack this afternoon. Besides the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, the state government's health scheme Gopa Bandhu Jan Arogya Yojana and the newly introduced Ayushman Vay Vandana Yojana aimed at senior citizens will also be integrated into this initiative. With this integration, around 3 crore 52 lakh people from 1 crore 8 lakh families will be covered under the scheme. Mr. Nadda will also inaugurate the new Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel Postgraduate Institute of Pediatrics building in Cuttack. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist was killed in an operation against terrorists by a Joint Security Forces team in Kishtwar district today. Our correspondent reports that based on specific intelligence inputs, a joint search and destroy operation was launched Wednesday in the Chetru forest area of the district, and contact was established late evening on the same day. One terrorist has so far been neutralized. The encounter is underway and more details are awaited. Police and security forces have been tracking terrorists moving from one area to another for the past 17 days following 3 encounters since the operation started on March 24th in the Sanyal area of Kathuwar district. The winners of the XR Creator Hackathon have been announced. A total of 5 teams have been declared winners, which represent a mix of students, professionals and entrepreneurs from different cities and institutions. The hackathon was part of Create in India Challenge, CIC Season 1, launched as part of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves, organized by the Minister of Information and Broadcasting in collaboration with Wave Labs. The Association of Bangalore Animation Industry, ABAI, has organized an 8-hour marathon contest under Waves Challenge to shortlist the finalists for the VFX Challenge from South Zone. One winner and a runner-up in each category of professionals, students and enthusiasts will compete in the finals to be held at the Mumbai Wave Summit next month. The Secretary, ABAI, R.K. Chand, informed about the competition.
Today it is an 8-hour marathon contest. They all have to work on the same topic that is given with the same footage that is given to them and create a 10 to 15 second video. And that 10 to 15 second video will be judged by the jury here today, and we will choose one winner and one runner-up in each category of professional and students, and one winner in enthusiast for the grand finale.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to social reformer Mahatma Phule on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he was a true servant of humanity. He said that Phule dedicated his life for the welfare of the oppressed and deprived sections of the society. Prime Minister added that his invaluable contribution to the country will continue to inspire every generation. In Kerala, the Thiruvananthapuram International Airport has temporarily suspended flight operations for this evening from 4:45 to 9 p.m. This is for the smooth continuation of the holy Penkuni Artattu procession of Sri Padmanabha Swami Temple across the runway, a tradition going on for decades. In Bihar, the Met Department has issued alert for increased activities of lightning, hailstorm, thundering accompanying heavy to moderate rainfall in several parts for the next 5 days. Talking to Akashvani News Director of Meteorological Centre, Patna, Ashish Kumar said, for today an orange alert has been sounded in the state.
डे वन में है जो ऑरेंज अलर्ट किया गया है. एक तो हेवी रेनफॉल है कुछ नॉर्थ ईस्ट बिहार के जिलों में, जैसे किशनगंज हुआ, सुपौल हुआ उनमें, और थंडर स्टॉर्म एक्टिविटीज का भी जो है आज खास करके उत्तरी बिहार में कुछ जिलों में आज देखने को मिल सकता है शाम के समय में, जिसमें कि विंड की स्पीड भी है 40 से 50 किलोमीटर रहने की संभावना है. कल थोड़ी सी इस गतिविधियां में कमी आएंगी, फिर उसके बाद फिर से थोड़ी सी उसमें है कि अलग अलग जगहों पे राज्य में जो है खास करके पश्चिमी भाग में, पूर्वी भाग में थंडर स्टॉर्म गतिविधियां आपको देखने को मिलेगी.
Our correspondent reports in the past 72 hours, more than 80 people have been killed in incidents of lightning and rain-related accidents in the state. The India Meteorological Department has issued orange alert for heavy rainfall over Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand, Himachal and Jammu and Kashmir. According to IMD, isolated and scattered rainfall is expected over the national capital today. Talking to Akashvani News, senior scientist and IMD R.K. Jenamani said that there is no heat wave warning till the 14th of April in the country.
Covering all the Himalayan states, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, including Delhi. So it will continue for today, and we have the orange alert for mainly for Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, and Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, and Jammu and Kashmir.
The annual fishing ban will come into force for a 61-day period in Puducherry, Karaikal and Yanam regions from the 15th of this month, and in Mahe from the 1st of June. The seasonal ban is aimed at allowing fish to breed and replenish, ensuring long-term sustainability of the marine ecosystem. During this time, all mechanized fishing boats, including trawlers and motorized fiber boats, are strictly prohibited from operating. Only traditional boats like kattumarams and country boats will be allowed. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, CSK announced that former skipper Mahendra Singh Dhoni will replace full-time captain Rituraj Gaikwad. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading higher in the afternoon trade today amid buying across all sectors, with metal sector leading the charge following tariff reprieve. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 1,364 points or 1.85% to 75,211. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches 44 projects worth over 3,800 crore rupees at Mehendiganj in Varanasi, says Kashi is not just a symbol of antiquity, but also a model of progress. Prime Minister to visit Anandpur Dham in Ashoknagar district of Madhya Pradesh this afternoon. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar says shift in US policy has profound technological impact in every domain. Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana to be launched in Odisha today. Met Department issues alert for increased activities of lightning and thunderstorm in several parts of Bihar for the next 5 days. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders to take on host Chennai Super Kings at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.